Hello and welcome back to the LifeSpring Family Bible. This is episode number 114, and I'm your host, Steve Webb. Today we have a guest reader. Russ Blanchette will be reading Judges chapters 10 through 12. So Russ, take it away.
Judges chapter 10. After Abimelech's death, Tola, son of Pua, grandson of Dodo from the tribe of Issachar, rose up to deliver Israel. He lived in Shamir in the Ephraimite hill country. He led Israel for 23 years, then died and was buried in Shamir. Jair, the Gileadite, rose up after him. He led Israel for 22 years. He had 30 sons who rode on 30 donkeys and possessed 30 cities. To this day, these towns are called Havoth Jair. They are in the land of Gilead. Jair died and was buried in Canaan. The Israelites again did evil in the Lord's sight. They worshipped the Baals and the Ashtars, as well as the gods of Syria, Sidon, Moab, the Ammonites, and the Philistines. They abandoned the Lord and did not worship him. The Lord was furious with Israel and turned them over to the Philistines and the Ammonites. They ruthlessly oppressed the Israelites that 18th year, that is, all the Israelites living east of the Jordan in Amorite country in Gilead. The Ammonites crossed the Jordan to fight with Judah, Benjamin, and Ephraim. Israel suffered greatly. The Israelites called out for help to the Lord. "We have sinned against you. We abandoned our God and worshipped the Baals." The Lord said to the Israelites, "Did I not deliver you from Egypt? The Amorites, the Ammonites, the Philistines, the Sidonians, Amalek, and Midian, when they oppressed you? You cried out for help to me, and I delivered you from their power. But since you abandoned me and worshipped other gods, I will not deliver you again. Go and cry for help to the gods you have chosen. Let them deliver you from trouble." But the Israelites said to the Lord, "We have sinned. You do to us as you see fit, but deliver us today." They threw away the foreign gods they owned and worshipped the Lord. Finally, the Lord grew tired of seeing Israel suffer so much. The Ammonites assembled and camped in Gilead. The Israelites gathered together and camped in Mizpah. The leaders of Gilead said to one another, "Who is willing to lead the charge against the Ammonites? He will become the leader of all who live in Gilead." Judges chapter 11. Now Jephthah, the Gileadite, was a brave warrior. His mother was a prostitute, but Gilead was his father. Gilead's wife also gave him sons. When his wife's sons grew up, they made Jephthah leave and said to him, "You are not going to inherit any of our father's wealth because you are another woman's son." So Jephthah left his half-brothers and lived in the land of Tob. Lawless men joined Jephthah's gang and traveled with him. It was some time after this when the Ammonites fought with Israel. When the Ammonites attacked, the leaders of Gilead asked Jephthah to come back from the land of Tob. They said, "Come, be our commander so we can fight with the Ammonites." Jephthah said to the leaders of Gilead, "But you hated me and made me leave my father's house. Why do you come to me now when you are in trouble?" The leaders of Gilead said to Jephthah, "That may be true, but now we pledge to you our loyalty. Come with us and fight with the Ammonites, then you will become the leader of all who live in Gilead." Jephthah said to the leaders of Gilead, "All right. If you take me back to fight with the Ammonites, and the Lord gives them to me, I will be your leader." The leaders of Gilead said to Jephthah, "The Lord will judge any grievance you have against us if we do not do as you say." So Jephthah went with the leaders of Gilead. The people made him their leader and commander. Jephthah repeated the terms of the agreement before the Lord in Mizpah. Jephthah sent messengers to the Ammonite king, saying, "Why have you come against me to attack my land?" The Ammonite king said to Jephthah's messengers, "Because Israel stole my land when they came up from Egypt, from the Arnon River in the south to the Jabbok River in the north, and as far west as the Jordan. Now return it peaceably." Jephthah sent messengers back to the Ammonite king and said to him, "This is what Jephthah says. Israel did not steal the land of Moab and the land of the Ammonites. When they left Egypt, Israel traveled through the desert as far as the Red Sea and then came to Kadesh." Israel sent messengers to the king of Edom, saying, please allow us to pass through your land. But the king of Edom rejected the request. Israel sent the same request to the king of Moab, but he was unwilling to cooperate. So Israel stayed at Kadesh. Then Israel went through the desert and bypassed the land of Edom and the land of Moab. They traveled east of the land of Moab and camped on the other side of the Arnon River. They did not go through Moabite territory. The Arnon was Moab's border. Israel sent messengers to King Sihon, the Ammonite king who ruled in Heshbon, and said to him, "Please allow us to pass through your land." But Sihon did not trust Israel to pass through his territory. He assembled his whole army, camped in Jahaz, and fought with Israel. The Lord God of Israel handed Sihon and his whole army over to Israel, and they defeated them. Israel took the land of the Amorites who lived in that land. They took all the Amorite territory from the Arnon River on the south to the Jabbok River on the north, from the desert in the east to the Jordan in the west. Since the Lord God of Israel has driven out the Amorites before his people Israel, do you think you can just take it from them? You have the right to take what Chemosh your God gives you. But we will take the land of all whom the Lord our God has driven out before us. Are you really better than Balak, son of Zippor, king of Moab? Did he dare to quarrel with Israel? Did he dare to fight with them? Israel has been living in Heshbon and its nearby towns, in Aroer and its nearby towns, and in all the cities along the Arnon for 300 years. Why did you not reclaim them during that time? I have not done you wrong, but you are doing wrong by attacking me. May the Lord, the judge, judge this day between the Israelites and the Ammonites. But the Ammonite king disregarded the message sent by Jephthah. The Lord's spirit empowered Jephthah. He passed through Gilead and Manasseh and went to Mizpah in Gilead. From there, he approached the Ammonites. Jephthah made a vow with the Lord, saying, "If you really do hand the Ammonites over to me, then whoever is the first to come through the doors of my house to meet me when I return safely from fighting the Ammonites, he will belong to the Lord, and I will offer him up as a burnt sacrifice." Jephthah approached the Ammonites to fight with them, and the Lord handed them over to him. He defeated them from Aroer all the way to Minnith, 20 cities in all, even as far as Abel Karamim. He wiped them out. The Israelites humiliated the Ammonites. When Jephthah came home to Mizpah, there was his daughter hurrying out to meet him, dancing to the rhythm of tambourines. She was his only child. Except for her, he had no son or daughter. When he saw her, he ripped his clothes and said, "Oh no, my daughter, you have completely ruined me. You have brought me disaster. I made an oath to the Lord, and I cannot break it." She said to him, "My father, since you made an oath to the Lord, do to me as you promised. After all, the Lord vindicated you before your enemies, the Ammonites." She then said to her father, "Please grant me this one wish. For 2 months, allow me to walk through the hills with my friends and mourn my virginity." He said, "You may go." He permitted her to leave for 2 months. She went with her friends and mourned her virginity as she walked through the hills. After 2 months, she returned to her father, and he did to her as he had vowed. She died a virgin. Her tragic death gave rise to a custom in Israel. Every year, Israelite women commemorate the daughter of Jephthah the Gileadite for 4 days. Judges chapter 12. The Ephraimites assembled and crossed over to Zaphon. They said to Jephthah, "Why did you go and fight with the Ammonites without asking us to go with you? We will burn your house right down over you." Jephthah said to them, "My people and I were entangled in a controversy with the Ammonites. I asked for your help, but you did not deliver me from their power. When I saw that you were not going to help, I risked my life and advanced against the Ammonites, and the Lord handed them over to me. Why have you come up to fight with me today?" Jephthah assembled all the men of Gilead, and they fought with Ephraim. The men of Gilead defeated Ephraim, because the Ephraimites insulted them, saying, "You Gileadites are refugees at Ephraim, living within Ephraim's and Manasseh's territory." The Gileadites captured the fords of the Jordan River opposite Ephraim. Whenever an Ephraimite fugitive said, "Let me cross over," the men of Gilead asked him, "Are you an Ephraimite?" If he said no, then they said to him, "Say Shibboleth." If he said Shibboleth and could not pronounce the word correctly, they grabbed him and executed him right there at the fords of the Jordan. On that day, 42,000 Ephraimites fell dead. Jephthah led Israel for 6 years. Then he died and was buried in his city in Gilead. After him, Ibzan of Bethlehem led Israel. He had 30 sons. He arranged for 30 of his daughters to be married outside his extended family, and he arranged for 30 young women to be brought in from outside as wives for his sons. Ibzan led Israel for 7 years. Then he died and was buried in Bethlehem. After him, Elon the Zebulunite led Israel for 10 years. Then Elon the Zebulunite died and was buried in Ajalon in the land of Zebulun. After him, Abdon the son of Hillel the Parathonite led Israel. He had 40 sons and 30 grandsons who rode on 70 donkeys. He led Israel for 8 years. Then Abdon, son of Hillel, the Parathonite, died and was buried in Parathon in the land of Ephraim, in the hill country of the Amalekites.
Russ, thank you so much for giving me a day off today. I really appreciate it. If you would like to be a guest reader, please feel free to contact me at steve.lifespring@gmail.com. I can let you know what we need, and we can make the arrangements. This is, after all, the LifeSpring Family Bible, and if you're a listener, you're part of the family. Tomorrow, I'll be cracking my Bible open again, and we'll continue on in the book of Judges. And looking ahead, we'll be back into the New Testament later on this week when we begin the book of Hebrews. So, until tomorrow, may God be with you today. My name is Steve Webb. God bless you. This has been an In Touch Productions podcast.